If you are out there every day working hard, punching a clock, the notion that this guy is your champion, the notion that this guy's going to fight for working people, when his entire life he did not have time for anybody who wasn't rich or a celebrity, who wouldn't let you into one of his hotels unless you were cleaning the room, wouldn't let you onto one of his golf courses unless you were mowing the fairway. Come on. This guy is going to be your champion? Come on. Because there are a lot of working folks in Ohio, proud people, you know, who make an honest living. And I hear them saying, well, I don't know, Trump, maybe. You know, maybe not so bad. Come on. This guy, I mean, it'd be one thing if you were thinking about voting for somebody who had been in the trenches, who knew what it was like, maybe not have enough money at the end of the month, who's maybe had seen their parents working in a coal mine or on an assembly line and knew what it was like to not be able to afford college and had done his best. You know, maybe you'd think about it. Some of the stuff he's saying. But this guy, don't be bamboozled. Don't run for that okie doke. Come on. Come on. That guy had never worn a baseball hat or a seed hat until he started selling them to make some money. Come on. Yeah, come on. Take that off.